sharing with you kind of one approach that we've taken in Boston, specifically the Boston Public Health Commission, in measuring and addressing healthcare disparities, specifically in Boston hospitals and in Boston community health centers. So I think it's always important, you know, as we begin this discussion, to look at kind of what is that Boston data that really kind of led us to passing a data collection regulation, and also to just kind of talk a little bit about the underlying causes of racial and ethnic disparities in healthcare. And then, you know, we'll walk through our current regulation for Boston hospitals and health centers. So what are health racial and ethnic disparities in healthcare, and why are they a priority in Boston? Well, racial and ethnic differences in the quality of care that are not due to clinical needs or appropriateness of services for patient or program participant preferences. And what we know about some of these underlying root causes of disparities are that differences in the quality and access to health care, and you know, are such as differential treatment, discrimination in the clinical setting, lack of cultural competency, which interferes with doctor-patient communication. But they also include and are very integrated in the social determinants of health and the social condition in which people live that lead to differences in health outcomes among certain populations. The city of Boston is a very diverse city, where the majority of our residents are populations of color, and over a quarter were born outside of the U.S. So paying attention to racial and ethnic health outcomes and the disparities that exist among those outcomes are absolutely essential for us to be considering. I'm just going to share with you some of the Boston data a little bit that kind of really drove this effort forward, and some of our kind of multi-pronged approaches. We know we have poor health outcomes in Boston. We look at the Boston mortality rates. Blacks have much higher mortality rates compared to whites. When we look at infant mortality, they've decreased across all racial and ethnic groups. However, the gap still exists. And in Boston, black babies are 2 times more likely to die within the first year of life than white babies. When we look at breast cancer mortality rates, even though in the city of Boston, black women actually have higher mammogram screening rates than white women, and yet the mortality rates are significantly higher. When we think about diabetes being the immediate underlying cause of death, black adults are 2 times more likely, Latinos are 1.5 times more likely to die of diabetes than compared to their white counterparts. And we also know, this is a study that came out of UCLA, but it's, you know, echoed, I think, across the country in emergency departments, that whites are more likely to be given pain medication when they present to an emergency room for long bone fractures compared to Latinos. So clearly there's a disparity in the healthcare treatment. And we also know that in patients with insurance, racial and ethnic disparities in healthcare exist across all of these clinical procedures. Okay, so now I'm just going to talk a little bit about kind of one of our approaches to this. But I thought it was important to kind of say that Boston has taken kind of a multidimensional, multi-pronged approach to addressing disparities in health in Boston. And this work has been going on in Boston for about 10 years, but really accelerated in 2003 when our mayor, Thomas Menino, pulled together 2 task forces to really set the groundwork for how we're going to address disparities in health going forward. And so on your right, the data report, all 3 reports were produced at the same time. And he pulled together a mayor's task force, which really was kind of industry, business, health insurers who were all sat on that working group, and then a hospital working group, which was representatives of hospitals and health centers across Boston. And the 3 reports were produced. The one on the right, the data report, really looks at what we know about health outcome data in Boston, but really with that disparities lens, so paying a particular attention to some of the social determinants of health, so looking at poverty, racism, and discrimination. On the far left, the mayor's task force blueprint report really provides 12 recommendations, really concrete action steps for how we're going to begin to address health disparities as they exist in the Boston community. And then I'm going to focus the most on the larger one in the middle of the hospital working group report. And this was really setting some clear recommendations for how hospitals and other healthcare organizations can be agents of positive change in addressing healthcare disparities within their institutions. And it is within this report that two of the recommendations are what we kind of use to set the tone and to really direct the efforts as far as passing a data collection regulation in the city. We can't say that without, you know, taking a moment and talking about the Institute of Medicine report of unequal treatment, which really, you know, kind of acknowledged that in order to address differences in treatment, outcome, and other services, healthcare organizations need to have more accurate information on their patients' race and ethnicity. And this is absolutely essential when we think about analysis, monitoring, and accountability. So the first recommendation in the hospital working group report was collecting the information on race, ethnicity, language, and education, because we know that both culture and language impact how patients access and respond to healthcare services, and so therefore it's absolutely essential that clinical settings are collecting this information so that they have an understanding of the communities that they're serving, who they are, making sure that their healthcare workforce matches and looks like the communities that they're serving, so they can better target their improvement quality strategies, interpreter services, and also be thinking about potential grant applications and other contractual compliance obligations. The other key recommendation that came out of the hospital working group report, which led to the data collection regulation, was taking that collecting of the information a step further and really beginning to talking about measuring health disparities, because we know that differences in care may not be apparent to the patient or to the provider. So it's essential for hospitals and health centers and other clinical settings to not only collect the information, but really analyze that information on access, utilization, treatment, patient satisfaction by race and ethnicity to better understand where these healthcare inequities are coming from. So really uncovering those disparities, monitoring performance across the board, identifying and addressing discriminatory practices that are going on, and of course to improve overall healthcare. So what I thought I would do is just kind of walk through the seven, I would say, key components or key steps we took in Boston to really forming and building a uniform data collection system, which led to passing of a data collection regulation. So the first, you know, the first key piece, I think, is establishing core indicators. And we did not want to do this on our own. We really went out and we had a great collaboration, a great partnership with the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, the Division of Healthcare Finance and Policy, and also the Massachusetts Hospital Association, and really worked with them to establish what those core demographic indicators would look like and to make sure that we were standardizing a template that was agreed across the board. So as far as the four demographic indicators that were chosen, their race, using the minimum MOB standards. However, we did add Hispanic and Latino as an additional race category. Ethnicity, and we basically chose the ethnic categories based upon what we knew about the Boston and Massachusetts Census Bureau tracts and populations. Languages, really selecting the top 23 languages spoken. And the highest level of grade completed, but we also expanded that question to as to where they received that, whether it was in the United States or outside of the United States. So one thing we really wanted to do is once we had this standardized and agreed upon template is not to just go ahead and pass a regulation and mandate this across the board, but to really go ahead and pilot it. One key piece I think that was absolutely essential in our success for this was that hospitals and community health centers were part of this process from the very beginning. And as you can see, I think I mentioned in the third component that financing this and the commitment behind this and the buy-in needed is pretty significant. So it's really important to have them as a part of this process. So in 2005, the Boston Public Health Commission awarded one-year pilot grants to six Boston hospitals and to two Boston community health centers to actually implement the data framework. And one thing I actually added down there, around this time, Massachusetts was considering, it was on the books to consider the healthcare reform, and one piece of that was to potentially ask hospitals and health centers to report and be evaluated on critical indicators to access the healthcare, to assess their healthcare of their racial and ethnic minority patients. So what did we do? Between what we learned about the pilot population or in the pilot projects, we did modify the template a little bit. But with a partnership with the hospitals and health centers, we were actually able to write and pass a data collection regulation that would mandate all hospitals and all community health centers to collect race, ethnicity, language, education data about their patients. We've approached the regulation in two phases. The first, we will begin compliance for all acute care hospitals, and they will start this compliance date actually is next week, November 15th, and they will be reporting to the Boston Public Health Commission all inpatient, outpatient, and ED patient, the demographics for all of those on March 1 and September 1 of each year. The second phase, we will roll in the compliance and the regulation for all Boston community health centers, of which there are 26, and specialty hospitals. One thing I just wanted to mention here, and it's mentioned in the second bullet around November 30th, one thing that the hospitals and the commission and the state felt very strongly about was that it wasn't just collecting data to just collect data, but there had to be another component there. And so we really added into the regulation and into the guidelines a quality improvement component so that hospitals had to be thinking about what quality improvement strategies were they going to be undertaking in order to really address the healthcare disparities that they unsurfaced. So we required on November 30th of last year that hospitals filed implementation plans that not only looked at how they're going to be in compliance with the data collection piece of it, but also what quality improvement systems that they were going to be looking at. As I said before, we had a great collaboration with the state on this, and they also began this regulation at the state level. In the summer of 2006, they actually passed a data collection regulation for collection of race and ethnicity only, not the language and education piece, for all hospitals in Massachusetts. And the healthcare reform bill did mandate collection of race and ethnicity and will look at evaluation of healthcare disparities for across all clinical settings. I added these other two components in here because I think this is something to really think about and consider, and it was crucial as we went through this process. Ongoing training for IT staff, registration staff, and other staff is absolutely essential, and we had a Disparity Solutions Center right at Massachusetts General Hospital. It's an institute that looks at and measures racial and ethnic disparities in healthcare and really looks at targeting quality improvement strategies to address them. They provided training to hospitals across the state around this, and we thought that that was absolutely essential in thinking about accurate data collection, so making sure that that is ongoing. The regulations aren't going away, so we want to make sure that that keeps going. And the other piece I think that is really important to kind of emphasize is that there's this ongoing assessment of MIS systems and other challenges, because this really does take cross-department and discipline collaboration within different healthcare institutions. There are diverse IT platforms, not only on the part of the commission, but on the part of the hospitals and health centers to be considered. And then it also, I think, you really need to have that administrative and frontline staff commitment and understanding to really facilitate and implement a change like this. So just in closing, since the compliance is next week, I just wanted to share with you where we're going with some of this. And we really felt it was important to convene what we're calling a health equity committee. And these will have representatives from hospitals and health centers across the city that will come together to really discuss how should that initial data, so those four indicators, how should they be reported and shared? And then really begin to think about in a year or in 2 years from now to review and establish a system for potentially integrating and reporting quality measures, so really thinking about those outcome and process measures by race, ethnicity, preferred language, and education, and to really be thinking about sharing promising and best practices around targeting quality improvement efforts. And then finally, I think one key piece that they'll really be looking at kind of up front is the plan to provide the recommendations to phase two of this, and that's really how do we begin to roll this out to community health centers, which have very different capacity levels as far as information technology is concerned.